Now, while you continue to go deep, I want you to experience something. First of all, I want you to experience how good you feel right now. You're in a pleasant, deep state of trance. Your body is at rest and you feel great. As a matter of fact, you feel more than great. Because somewhere in your mind you are feeling very aroused right now, aren't you? Yes, very aroused and expectant of what is to come. I'm going to tell you a story right now, and you will feel the story with all your senses, your whole body and mind. Everything I tell you from now on will feel totally real, as though you are experiencing it yourself, as it is told to you. Are you ready? Good. Imagine that you have agreed to do some bondage play with another person, a man that you have met on the internet. You don't know this person very well, but you have total confidence in him, and you have decided to trust him. You know he can be trusted, and you feel safe. You have agreed on a safe word and a safe gesture, so you can stop at any time you like. You are wearing bra and panties only. He is fully dressed, completely in black. He starts by cuffing your hands behind your back and cuffing your feet together too. You feel very aroused already. Your breath is beginning to deepen as you hear the locks click into place, feel the steel bands around your arms and ankles, and smell his body. He moves very close in on you, holding you tight, feeling you up. His hands touch your breasts and you gasp with expectation. He grabs your ass with both hands and fondles your buttocks. You feel very horny now and rub against him with all your might. You feel his cock with your hips and thighs. And you are getting more and more horny by the second. Your moisture is starting to make your pants wet now. You think he wants to kiss you, so you open your mouth and close your eyes. But instead he puts your ball gag into your mouth and deftly locks it into place around your neck. This only makes you twice as hot as you were already. He then takes a big blindfold and wraps it around your head. Both your ears and eyes are covered. He quickly unfastens your bra and pulls your knickers down. You do not struggle while he briefly unlocks the cuffs to remove your garments completely. Suddenly he sticks two fingers up your pussy and is satisfied to find you very wet. You wince with excitement at the unexpected motion. He then tries to put one finger in your asshole to test that out, but you close it tightly so he cannot penetrate at this time. He then fits your pussy and ass with a special harness. You can only feel it, so you are not sure, but it feels like a tight G-string belt goes around your waist and goes back to front, below you. And it holds both a dildo or possibly vibrator for your cunt and a butt plug. The dildo has no trouble whatsoever penetrating your pussy. It slides home in loads of juice. You feel it now sliding into place as your pussy is quickly filled. It is quite a big dildo, and he quickly fastens it to the G-string going back to front on you. You gasp as he opens your labia and places something over your clit. It is also held in place by the G-string. You don't know what it is yet. Then he slides a butt plug up your ass, slowly so as not to harm you, and it is well lubricated. You feel it sliding slowly past your sphincter and further up. You have tried some butt plugs in your time, but never one as big as this one. Once its thickest part is past your sphincter, there is no chance of you losing that one. Even so, he lets the G-string hold that too. He tells you to sit down on his lap now. You sit down gingerly so as not to sit directly on the butt plug. It is difficult, but also extremely arousing. You smell his sweat, tobacco breath close now. You feel the plug going an extra inch up into you, and your thighs are quite slick with juice where they meet. You're handcuffed, but your legs are free. He now puts thick stockings on both of your legs. You know that they're made of latex, and they feel great, pressing your legs into a slender shape. They stop almost at your crotch. You feel the stockings right now, squeezing your legs into shape. You smell the latex too. A smell you absolutely adore and that makes you wild. You gasp with expectation and excitement. For the finishing touch, he puts some shoes on you over the stockings. As far as you can tell, they are very high-heeled. All this time, he never says a word. He handles you great and is never rough. He then wraps a corset around you tightly. You wonder about the material for a while, until the insides of your arms touch it. Then you know that this too is made of latex, reinforced and very tight. The corset does not confine your breasts, but starts right below them and squeezes your body into a perfect hourglass shape. He attaches the stockings to the corset, and then he slips tight latex panties on you. Nobody who saw you now would know that you had two giant cocks in you right now. You feel them inside you. They are there all the time, and they make you feel great. So sexy. The latex is starting to make you hot too, in more ways than one. You're starting to feel very hot and very confined. He locks your feet into a spreader bar that force your feet apart all the time. Next, he uncuffs your hands briefly and puts full-length rubber gloves on you. They are very tight and make your hands tingle. He then locks the cuffs back in place again. Next, he removes the blindfold and you have a brief look at yourself, and you feel so hot at the side of your body, almost encased completely in black, shiny rubber. You shiver with lust and you feel your pussy going even wetter and softer. But quickly, you are blinded again, because now he pulls a black rubber mask over your head instead of the blindfold. It is very tight. The only holes in it are for your nostrils. The gag is left in place inside the mask. He puts a wide posture collar over the ending of the mask on your neck, so the mask is completely fastened to your head. He then lifts you, gently but firmly, out to the middle of the floor. When he puts you down again, you notice that you are right. The heels on your shoes are excruciatingly high. They must be at least 5 or 6 inches or more. Your feet are kept apart by the spreader bar, and your hands are cuffed behind your back. He puts one more cuff on at your elbows, and your arms are now locked together. You now feel him fastening a rope or something to your hands, and you feel your hands being lifted upwards towards a pulley in the ceiling, forcing you to bend forward and down to reduce the pain. It's not a comfortable position. Your hands and arms are held upwards at an awkward angle, and you can't move at all, save a little swaying from side to side, which does nothing for you. But you are so hot now. Your breath is coming in sharp gasps, and your nipples are completely taut and hard. Your ass is throbbing against the plug, and you feel so sweaty, so horny. You feel so good right now, so subdued, so helpless, and so good. Then he fastens tight nipple clamps on you, and you wince with pain and excitement as the clamps are released to press tightly on your nipples. You moan through your gag and mask. Pain feels so good, so nice. And then you feel it. Feel an electric current. At first, just a dull feeling that you're not even sure of, then gradually stronger and stronger in your tits and in your pussy. A strong current making you wail. and then it stops. And as it stops, suddenly the thing that he placed over your clit comes to life and starts vibrating intensely. Your whole body shoots upward from the unexpected vibrations. It feels so good, so horny, and you realize it must be a tiny vibrator, sort of a butterfly vibrator that he has placed in your crotch. Then both plugs come to life too. Butt plug vibrates intensely, and the vibrator in your cunt not only vibrates, but also flexes back and forth too. The pleasure is so intense, it has been building up for so long, you are seconds away from coming, and your whole body thrashes in its binds. But then the vibrations stop, and you feel an intense electric shock surging in your pussy and your nipples instead, and you wail with pain. Any remnants of the orgasm are chased completely off. And then the power is switched off and you moan, partly in discomfort, partly roused. Roused beyond anything you have ever felt before. Who gave you permission to come? He asks. You babble uncontrollably into the gag and nothing comes out that anybody could understand anyway. Now follows a long period, you don't know quite how long, could be hours, where you are constantly brought to the very brink of orgasm by the vibrators, only to be stopped almost in mid-orgasm by an electric shock. Sometimes the shocks themselves are soft, and only do theirs to stimulate you even further. At the end of the period, he tells you that now you may come if you still want to. You moan loudly into the gag and do your best to nod your head so he can see it. He teases you at first, giving you shocks and saying that he can't hear if you want to come or not. You are so horny and very, very desperate. Finally, he stops teasing and first lets the butt plug and the dildo vibrate full speed. Then he also switches on the butterfly vibrator and instantly you start to come. Now, you come in a great big orgasm, as big as you have ever had, and you come. It is so great that your head goes almost completely blank, while every bit of your body convulses in total orgasmic pleasure. You come, and you continue to come. Finally, after what seems like ages and a complete meltdown of your brain, your orgasms slowly subside, and you are spent. Completely spent. You hang absolutely limp in your bonds and feel no pain. Quickly, he unfastens the bonds and proceeds to undress you, takes out the plugs and harnesses, and kisses you gently as he puts you to bed. He kisses you one last time and says you are great, and then he lets himself out. And you lie back in bed now, completely satisfied, very grateful and happy right now. You remember all the sensations of the bondage so vividly. It fills you with a new horniness to think about them again. They seem so real, so vivid. You can almost feel it all starting again. You are too tired. Now it is time. Time to wake back up and leave this lovely session. But you can return any time you like, and each time you return, it will seem twice as real as the time before. It will seem more real, almost, than real bondage. And every time you listen to this track, it will be even easier for you to feel the experiences and experience the complete orgasms. Now you must wake up. I will count from 1 to 5, and with each number I say, you will become a little more awake, so that only when I reach the number 5, you are completely awake and will open your eyes, awake and feeling great, better than you did before the hypnosis. Should you want to go to sleep after I wake you, you will fall into sleep at once and have a good night's sleep. Otherwise, you will wake up and feel absolutely great. When you wake up, you will remember all the sensations that you felt while in trance. You will immediately sit down and write me an email describing how it felt. they will seem perfectly real to you. But now you must start to wake up. One, you're starting to wake up now. Two, more and more. Three, you're gradually becoming more and more awake. Four, almost completely awake now. Five, wake up feeling fresh and well, feeling absolutely wonderful.